Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Kramer moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball four. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Early and he is out, Travis applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Travis. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Travis strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller bunts towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 1 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner bunts towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Travis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 2 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath strikes out. Early drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Heath out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Desodles hits a line drive to left field. Chapman throws towards Bloodworth. Bloodworth fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bloodworth. Desodles moves to third. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Desodles. The slide. Early applies the tag. Desodles is out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 3 in the game. Chase bunts in front of the plate. Desodles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 4 in the game. Case hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 4 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Heath moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Bell moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Desautels bunts in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath scores. Bell moves to third. Mack moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Bill Zuber now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-4 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-4 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lewis is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.